Right, I'm here with the band There Is Tomorrow in Warsaw, Poland. I just want to say hello
to... No tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow. I just want to say hello to two of the members.
Matthew, hello.
Hello, Matthew.
And Luke here.
And Luke. Now, do you want to tell me, Luke, about the band? Because you mentioned that you're going to go to Egypt, or planning to go to Egypt later on in 2013. So do you want to sort of explain about the band first?
Well, the whole band started as a sort of a therapy for all of us. So we actually met and decided to do something outside the regular, let's call it church life, to, you know, to just be yourself, to try to make something out of our lives, with the vocalist going through emotional breakdowns with his girlfriend and everything. So it was a therapy for us at the beginning, and the name of the band states, you know, there is no tomorrow, not just because we're nihilistic junkies or whatever, but it's rather the concept that the most important decision about the life is, you know, you do it every day, you just decide now. And so it, in our case, I'd say it's, you know, just believing God in everything we do.
And what type of style do you call your music?
Well, it's really hard to say, because people have created genres like chaos core or something. It's kind of chaotic metalcore, but with the current songs, I think it'd be changing a little bit. But it's always had this, like, sort of, I don't know, noisy music, let's call it noisy hardcore metal music.
Okay. And what's this about your plans to go to Egypt?
Well, the whole thing is that we actually were at the Slot Art Festival and we've played a gig, and one of the members of Massive Scar Era, which is a Egyptian post-hardcore band, they've just noticed us playing and doing, you know, crazy things with interacting with the audience, and we really liked it. And besides, I had to lend my drum cymbals to them, and because they had nothing, and we just actually took care of them. No one they didn't have any interpreter whatsoever, so we just stayed with there and just guided them through all the festival. They were really amazed by that, and it was the relationship between us that you know, just made them to think about us in the first place. When there's it's annually, I guess. They're having this festival in Egypt, which, you know, it's just one or two events in Cairo during the year.
Is that a Christian event?
Oh, it isn't. No, it isn't.
Right. And do you know any other bands that are going to be playing there?
Well, they said something about Norwegian and Swedish bands, but we absolutely have no idea who that be.
Okay, now we've been playing your demo on the Alternate show. Have you got any plans to record a new song or album at all?
Well, we're currently working on three new songs, and it's just like, the funny part of our band is that the style shifts all the time. So these three songs, they sound a little bit different one from the other, but we're trying to get our own style. We're having three new songs right now, which we'll be playing on the gigs, but it's always kind of expensive thing, and really forces us to have more rehearsals and treat our band, you know, in more professional way. But we're willing to do it. No specific terms.
Okay, that's great. Do you want to say anything?
Rather not.
Okay.
Because my English is not so good as Luke's.
Okay. Right, well, you've been listening to Luke from There Is No Tomorrow, and we'll be continuing to play their music on the Alternate show. Right, any last comments at all?
Listen to Peter and his show, because, you know, you can hear the guy, but we've seen the guy, we know the guy, and we'll absolutely recommend you to get into it, to dig this station.
Yeah. Big thank yous for this freak.